from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the body of a Newark police officer who was shot and killed Friday night while investigating illegal gun activity was escorted by a more than one-hour police procession to a funeral home Saturday afternoon. More than 100 police officers from across the state showed up. 26-year-old Joseph Escona was part of an intelligence unit that worked with federal investigators. He was shot near Broadway and Carteret Streets before he even got out of his vehicle, police say. A second officer also shot but is expected to survive. Five people arrested, including a 14-year-old who has been charged with the murder. Governor Murphy is calling Escona a hero. Impersonating a first responder? That's a crime in New Jersey. Now one bill moving through the state legislature would add criminal penalties to any impersonator who targets victims of natural disasters to rob them or commit other crimes.
People are depending on first responders, and instead of them welcoming people that that could help them, they're actually maybe opening the doors to people that would cause even additional more harm.
Senator Joe Panaccio from Morris County says it comes after one person was arrested in California for dressing up as a firefighter to rob victims' homes. An unlicensed teen who drove a BMW at a whopping 118 miles per hour now faces aggravated manslaughter charges after crashing into a vehicle Friday night, killing two occupants of that car. Toms River police pursued the BMW on Route 37 into Seaside Heights, but called off the pursuit for safety reasons. The BMW crashed into a Toyota Camry near Route 166. The Camry driver and front seat passenger died, and two backseat passengers were critically injured. There are 1.4 million vehicles in New Jersey with open recalls, meaning one in five vehicles that you see on state roadways are in need of a recalled repair, says Lonnie Haschel at the National Safety Council. Could be a steering wheel issue, a problem with brakes, or with the airbags.
In New Jersey, for example, there's still a little over 100,000 of those Takata airbags. Remember the airbags that the canister could explode and send shrapnel through the passenger compartment? There's still over 100,000 of those.
Some people don't even realize their vehicle has a recall, so it's important to go to checktoprotect.org to see if your vehicle is in need of a free recall repair. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The first day of spring is exactly 10 days away, but today it's going to feel spring-like out there. Cool 30s this morning, highs 60 to 65 this afternoon. It'll be sunny, it'll be dry, enjoy a spectacular day. Tonight, clear and cool again. We'll be reaching for that sweater or jacket starting around sunset, lows around 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, even warmer, highs pushing to the mid-60s, but crashing into the 50s on Wednesday. New Jersey weather, made possible by One Day Doors and Closets. Transform the interior of your home with new interior doors. One Day Doors and Closets at Central New Jersey has over 60 styles to choose from, and right now, buy one door, get one free. Get the details at onedaynj.com.
Right now, Clinton 35 degrees. It's 37 in Jackson, Millville 37. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.